Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The Kentucky Center for Economic Policy reported that wealthy school districts receive almost $4,000 more per student than poor districts. In 1989, the Kentucky Supreme Court ruled that state legislators must provide equal educational opportunities for all children. The center is arguing that they failed to do that. The progressive solution here is to increase state funding, stop tax cuts, and prevent the access of public dollars for school choice. But Kentucky already spends almost $1 billion a year on public education. Now, Kentucky's education disparity isn't only economic. Education freedom is another element that should be considered, and it empowers families to make the best choices for their kids. So rather than class warfare, greater educational freedom can provide better opportunities for kids and save our tax dollars in the long run.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.